Welcome back, everyone, to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. I'm your host, Danny Gold, and with me, as always, is Cleo Doherty. And I'm sorry if you're just tuning in now and catching it, because you've been missing a pretty funny show. You know, we've been talking about Joseph Dombey and how America ended up using the metrics, or not using the metric system, because of a butterfly effect in the form of a storm and pirates. You know, I encourage you, if you're just tuning in now, to go back and listen to that story if you're interested. But yeah, what I just wanted to say, Cleo, a little closing bits about that, is like, the most surprising thing about this entire information that I've been that I've been collecting about this guy is not that this story happened and this is the reason, but it's the fact that America has been trying to apparently, they have a group that's been trying to convert America to the metric system.
Oh my God.
Since then.
Oh my God.
Yeah, like it says here that there were people in Congress you know, in 1866 that were trying to authorize the use of the metric system. Mm-hmm. In 1875 there was a convention in the United States trying to establish an international body of metric standards. In 1893, all of the weights and measures used in the country were defined to respect the metric standards, but it never happened in practice. Like in 1975, there was the Metric Conversion Act, and it declared that the policy of the United States was to designate the metric system of measurement as the preferred system of weights and measurements for United States trade and commerce. So that's actually true. Like, when it comes to, like, shipping stuff and, like, you know, that it's all metric, you know. But it's just so funny to see that it's like America has only done metric because the rest of the world does, when they only do it when they have to, right?
Yeah. But there's some very passionate people who just want their lives to be easier.
Believe me, I know them. You know, I grew up with them. I went to school, and it's like, I can't. It's like, don't get me wrong, like, I definitely think doing centimeters instead of feet is dumb in terms of heights.
Mm-hmm.
But when it comes to, like, Celsius versus, you know, Fahrenheit, like, absolutely, I get it. Fahrenheit's like 100 equals hot, 0 equals cold. I get it, simple. But, like, Celsius makes sense when you think about it from the perspective of, like, 0 Celsius being the freezing point of water.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like to me, I'm like, okay, that makes sense. It's, you know, it's from a scientific standpoint, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, but you know, just to close our show today, we got 3 songs for you guys. We got 1 new one and 2 from 2 Canadian artists. To start you off, we got a new song from Less Than Jake, Dear Me. They're a punk band from Gainesville, Florida, ska punk. You know. Close to my heart. I know I've always talked
our
about
token ska track.
Yeah, exactly. It's you know, it's your weekly ska track from me. And then we got Everybody Looks Like Everyone from the Pack AD. We got Lonesome Hunter from Timber Tambor. I seriously, I keep telling you about this, Cleo. I love that name, Timber Tambor.
It's so good. Yeah, they're a really popular artist as well. But I've loved them for so long. And this track is off of one of my favorite albums by them, which is titled Creep On, Creepin' On.
Yeah.
But I actually just figured out that the name, that the moniker refers to an early series of recordings made in a timber-framed cabin set in the wooded outskirts of Bob Kagan, Ontario.
Oh.
I don't know where that is exactly. They're from Toronto themselves, but yeah, great band, great song.
But that's awesome.
Yeah.
No, see, I love that. It's just like so many Canadian artists I didn't even know about. You know, it's and it's
got some hidden treasures for sure.
Yep, absolutely, absolutely. Alrighty, everyone, we're going to hit you with that Less Than Jake, the Pack AD, and Timber Tambor. Stay tuned here on Working Title, and thanks for listening, guys. After these songs, we're probably going to come back for a short little closing, but then that's going to be it for us.
About me, or what's inside my head, but in the end, it's me. Oh. For no one, and plans are making me. I'm paralyzed into you, and plans are making me. And plans are making me. Everyone looks like everyone, just like snowflakes were already melted. You're too busy to accept it. And we already met. And we already met. Everyone looks like everyone. Passing days just like buttons. This one time, this friend of mine. No way that was me. No way that won't be. The elevator opens for no one. Its talents are right in me. Didn't even see it coming. For all it's just a lie, but for all it's just a lie, but if you think this is your story. Movie. like birds.
Kids cross a line. I'm afraid I'll never understand, baby. And I'm so sorry you had such a bad time. Well, I had done some truly awful things, and you must be very terrified. Well, you have every reason to be frightened, since you've been reading my mind. Well, who am I to deny this moment? And who am I to even question it? There is a cross on the mountain, baby. There is a cross glowing over your head. Oh, please break this spell you have me under. Every heart is a lonesome hunter. Please break this spell. You held me under. Oh yes, every heart is a lonesome hunter. Thank you.
Hello, 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 everyone, and thank you so, so much for tuning in here to Working Title here on CGLO 1690 AM. It's been an absolute pleasure, as always, Cleo. I love talking about random stories and things in this world with you. And I really think, yeah, we had a good show today. I think it was a lot of fun.
Yeah, I thought that was a super interesting topic. I was good and didn't look it up beforehand. And
exactly. I'm so proud of you.
Yeah, it was a great surprise. Very fun topic. Loved, like, all of the artists we did
today. Yeah, exactly. Like, just such a chill vibe coming from Working Title today. You know, the usual. We'll see what we talk about next time. But for now, thank you so much. And, you know, keep your dial trained here on CGLO 1690 AM, everybody. And have a great week.